love is not about getting something. Genuine love is not concerned with personal gain, but rather with the quality of the exchange between those involved. When we think only of ourselves trying to arrange matters to get what we want, we're not expressing love. Unconditional love is never based on trying to receive anything. Instead, it is an experience of giving and a joyful activity in which each participant strives to share more generously than the other. This point is particularly relevant for a society that frequently equates love with sex. Sex provides one of the greatest pleasures we normally experience here, and we try to enjoy it as frequently as possible. Practically every major effort to influence our consciousness is based upon trying to entice us sexually. Unfortunately, this attempt to enslave human civilization is succeeding all too well. As we have already seen, countless advertisements today try to stimulate the public sexual desire in order to boost sales. Consequently, people focus outwardly and do not attribute value to knowing each other or themselves. In fact, because they cannot get beyond the body game, their consciousness remains enslaved and subject to physical passions. But love has nothing to do with the amount of sexual pleasure we can obtain from another person. Love is not about sex. People often say, "Let us make love," when they actually mean, "Let us have sex." When we believe that sex is love, then even incest becomes acceptable, because a father who loves his daughter will feel free to approach her sexually. Indeed, all over the world, incest is increasing. And we mentioned earlier how so many of its victims carry tremendous wounds, sometimes for life. Love has nothing to do with exploitation. It is not a business deal or an accounting system that requires the actions of one person to be balanced by those of another. Instead, love expresses genuine concern for the well-being of others. This is difficult to understand in our gimme society, which assumes that people always have ulterior motives for their actions. We often settle for security relationships which operate like a business. You satisfy me, and I'll satisfy you. Unfortunately, as soon as a disturbance arises in our contract, we are ready to seek another relationship. Ultimately, real love has nothing to do with what somebody else says or does. It is based on us, not on the other person, and is an expression of what we are, what we have, and what we can share. When we love someone, we want to do something for that person. If we really care for our husband, our wife, our child, or our friend, we will be excited about each opportunity to serve. And once we have rendered service, we will become even more excited because we will be happy to know we have been able to assist. Whenever a difficulty arises, we will be eager to do something for our beloved to demonstrate our caring and commitment without expecting anything in return.